Welcome to the September episode of Current Conversations. I'm your host for today, Quentin Shepherd. This month, we're honored to have special guests, Sherry Spring, our Economic Development Director, and Elizabeth Ripley, the Economic Development Coordinator, to talk about the mission of their team and some of the exciting economic development opportunities that are taking place in Gloucester. Welcome. Thank you both for being with us today.
Thank you.
Sherry, what is the mission of the economic development in Gloucester?
The Gloucester County Board of Supervisors, the Economic Development Authority, which is referred to as EDA, county administration and staff are dedicated to promoting and improving the economic health and quality of life in Gloucester. The EDA maximizes private, public, and educational resources to create the best possible environment in which to live, work, shop, visit, and also do business.
So we just ended the fiscal year 2021. What were a few of your strategic planning initiatives that took place over the past year?
Okay, one of the most successful initiatives is the Business Incentive Program. And in FY21, that was year five of this program. The program was funded jointly by the Board of Supervisors and the EDA for a total of $99,329. This past fiscal year, 62 grants were awarded during the 12-month period. There was over $8 million in private investment, with a little over almost $72,000 in public grants paid out. By every account, the fifth year of the program continued to be a successful economic driver and marketing tool for our county. The fund has been replenished beginning July 1st of this year. Available grants include advertising, e-commerce, facade improvement, and property improvement. And you can contact either Elizabeth or myself to get more information on this program.
Okay, another initiative we had was the Coronavirus Aid Relief and Economic Security Act of 2020, which is more commonly known as the CARES Act of 2020. That provided fast and direct economic assistance for our small businesses. The Gloucester Board of Supervisors allocated about $1 million to assist the small businesses in their time of need. And the grants to this business community was administered through our department. We processed 125 applications totaling over $858,000 in the business recovery grants to aid our local businesses.
You know, and I think a lot of businesses still may not understand just how much help has been out there as a result of this. Sherry, can you tell me a little bit more about what your partnership is with the Hampton Roads Small Business Development Center?
Yes. Jim Carroll is our representative from the Development Center, and this is a service that we pay for, the county pays for, and is free to all business owners. And in the last fiscal year, a total of 27 appointments were made with Jim Carroll with local businesses. And it's just an extremely successful program. And the some of the businesses that he's met with over the past 6 years that I've been here have grown to be very successful businesses. And so anyway, it's a great resource that we can provide our business community.
And he's available pretty regularly. Am I right? And just contact Elizabeth to set up an appointment if a business is interested in speaking with him.
Yes, Jim Carroll comes in 1 day a month to all the localities that he serves in Hampton Roads. And Elizabeth sets up those appointments, and the appointments are normally either at the location of the business or at the Main Street Library.
Okay, great. Good to know. So one of the big gauges of economic development success is by looking at the number of residential and commercial building permits that were issued in the past fiscal year. How does fiscal year 21 compare to fiscal year 20 as far as residential and commercial building permits that were issued?
Well, the permits issued in fiscal year 2020 were 148, and here in 2021, which is, we just are counting from January to July, the first 6 months, we have 107.
So despite still recovering from the pandemic, those numbers are pretty impressive.
Yes, yeah, they are. Yes.
Yeah. So what are some of Gloucester's fastest growing occupations?
Right. Healthcare is at the top of the list, followed by personal care and service, community and social service, computer and mathematical, protective service, education, and construction.
And Elizabeth, who are our major employers in the county?
Okay, our largest employer would be Riverside Health System, followed by Gloucester County Public Schools, the Virginia Institute of Marine Science, VIMS, Gloucester County, Walmart, Canon, Environmental Technologies Incorporated, Lowe's Home Centers, a Rappahannock Community College, and a Vulcan Materials Company.
Okay. So the top employer you said was Riverside, and about how many do they employ?
They employ about 950.
Okay. Wow. Sherry, another gauge of economic development success is the number of new businesses that open in the county. So can you tell me a little bit about the number of new business licenses that were issued this past fiscal year compared to the previous fiscal year?
Yes, in FY21, we had 184 new business licenses, and in FY20, we had 159. So the county continues to grow in terms of new business licenses.
That's incredible. Tell us a little bit about some of the economic development activities over the past year, Sherry.
We had 12 new business recruitments, which means 12 new businesses, and we had two expansions. And we participated in the monthly VEDP, which is the Virginia Economic Development Partnership, regional partnership meetings. We had to do that via Zoom, obviously, over the past year because we were not meeting in person. But we rely on the state a lot to send us leads for new business opportunities here.
Great. And Elizabeth, one of the missions of the Economic Development Department is to really get out there, connect with our local businesses and try to learn from each other. So tell me a little bit about some of the things that y'all are doing to kind of connect business owners and have a little bit of time together to learn from each other.
Well, we do sponsor a home-based business lunch and learn event every month. With COVID, we couldn't meet in person, so we haven't been able to do that, but we've been continuing to do it through Zoom. We also sponsor a regional lunch and learn, and that's, we have been doing that through Zoom as well for a year and some, and that connects with other regional economic development departments in York County, Newport News, Williamsburg, James City County, as well as a few of the chambers of commerce in those areas. We also hosted a small business Zoom meeting featuring Mark Wilson, who is a retail specialist with the Small Business Development Center. We did that in combination with our local Chamber of Commerce, and when we did that by Zoom, that was very interesting. It was about trying to come back after COVID, so that was a really a good event, and we also have it on our webpage if you want to see it. We do have about 1,300 home-based businesses here in Gloucester County, so that's pretty impressive, I think.
That is impressive, and for those who want to learn a little bit more about these lunch and learns, you can go to the Economic Development website from the county's webpage. I know some of the topics in the past have been, you know, how to best effectively market your home-based business, to some of the challenges, mental challenges of running your own business and how to kind of work on your time management. Any other exciting topics that are on the horizon for those?
Well, we have three planned that the Virginia Small Business Center is going to do for us on e-commerce, on how to market your business on Facebook. And we're real excited about those coming up. So we'll be putting those out. You can look for them on our webpage. And I do also post it on our Facebook page. So we're real excited about those three coming up. They are going to be in person as well.
Great. We'll look forward to those. Sherry, did you have anything else to add?
Yeah, I just wanted to add that we applied for and was very fortunate to receive a Virginia remediation grant in approximately $173,000 for work that was much needed on the Main Street, or the former Main Street Trust Bank, to make it more marketable to new investors and developers. There's a there's only about 10 of these grants that are awarded each year, so we were very fortunate to get that one. And then also something that we tracked since during COVID was the unemployment rate. And in June, the post-COVID-19 unemployment rate was 3.7%, which was down from a high of 10.2% in April of 2020. So the county has certainly rebounded. And just as a measurement, before COVID, unemployment rate in the county was at a steady 2.5%. So people are getting the job opportunities. They are going back to work. And our unemployment rate continues to be lower than Hampton Roads and also the state of Virginia.
That's incredible. And just to recap those numbers again, we had our highest unemployment rate back in April of 2020 was 10.2%. During the height of COVID, when things were just getting started with COVID. And now the most recent numbers we have are down to 3.7%. So that is quite an incredible feat for the county and the community and our workers. So we're very proud of that.
No, we are too.
Elizabeth, what type of marketing and public relations activities are you doing or are your department doing to help, spread the word about some of these initiatives?
Well, between our media releases and our public relations efforts, we resulted in about $28,000 in media coverage and exposure for our business community. So if you go back and look in the newspaper and, we have articles and then information in there that it would equate to about that much for our business community. We also promoted a May Business Appreciation Month through our local ads and newspapers, and we did some radio spots just to, let our businesses know how much we appreciate them.
Absolutely. Well, that's great. Sherry, what else are y'all doing?
Well, we do this every year, but we do a direct mail of holiday postcards for all of our Gloucester businesses to wish them a happy new year and a successful new year. We do, Elizabeth does direct mail postcards to all new business licenses for home-based and also commercial businesses, just to let them know that in case they didn't know we were here, that we are a great resource and we're here to help them grow their business. We did ad placements in Trade and Industry Development Magazine and Business Facilities Magazine promoting the Gloucester Business Park. And then in Coastal Virginia Magazine, we purchased a one-page advertisement that focused on economic development, quality of life, and tourism in Gloucester.
And that was a beautiful ad in there.
Thank you.
Elizabeth, I know you send out regular communications as well to the businesses that you have on your list.
Yeah, we do. We do monthly e-newsletters, and that highlights new businesses, events, economic development resources that are available. If we have buildings and sites that are available for new businesses to come in, we have that in the newsletter. We also try to spotlight existing businesses, and these newsletters go out to about 1,900 subscribers. We also do e-blasts and social media posts on all COVID-19 related resources, including the Paycheck Protection Program, economic injury disaster loans, Small Business Development Center disaster targeted programs. Just if we see something come across our desk, we try to get it out there so the businesses know, what kind of resources are out there. 30 businesses in Gloucester did receive top honors in Virginia Living Magazine's 2021 Best of Eastern Virginia Businesses, so we're real proud of that. And we all just have finished a new shopping and dining guide and are finalizing our fiscal year 21 annual report. So those should be out in the next month or the next few weeks, really.
So if somebody wants to pick up a shopping and dining guide or look at that, how do they go about doing that?
Well, we have them here in the office. We give them to tourism. right here in Gloucester. We have some down at Whitley's Tourism Center, Whitley's Peanuts.
Yeah. Okay.
And then we'll also have something on our webpage linking to that guide.
Okay, sounds good. And Sherry, you mentioned 12 new businesses that have opened here in the county over the recent months. Can you tell me some of those businesses?
Certainly. Bayport Credit Union's second location in Foxville Center, and they'll be having their grand opening on September the 7th. Blue Water Canvas Company, that's at White Marsh. Creekside Cafe. Doodles Donuts and Cafe. Pharmacy Restaurant. Helping the Homeless Thrift Store. IDK Raw Bar Grill and Gaming, that's located in the middle of the county. Jersey Mike Subs, Merriam's Kitchen, the Tidal Wave Auto Spa, Thrift Mist, and Tropical Smoothie Cafe in Foxmill Center. And we're certainly proud to have all of these new businesses in a COVID period of time. I think we've done extremely well as countywide.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're seeing, you know, time and time again in other localities where businesses seem to be closing. And we're just very fortunate that we've got 12 new ones and also have sustained our existing businesses for the most part. So, one of the things we can't stress enough is to go out and support your local businesses, whether it's these 12 new ones or the ones that have loyally served us here over the years. So thank you so much, Elizabeth and Sherry. We really appreciate your time today and telling us a little bit about economic development. I've had an opportunity over the past year and a half to work closely with economic development, and I can honestly say that these two ladies work day in and day out to ensure that our current businesses are taken care of and their county is marketed well to invite some of these new businesses in. So thank you both for all of your hard work.
Well, thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you.
We're honored today to be joined by Ken Pollock with Bay Transit, and he's going to be talking a little bit about the new initiative that started out with the Bay Transit Express here in Gloucester. Welcome, Ken. Thank you for joining us today.
Hi. Thanks, Quentin. Pleasure to be here, and I look forward to talking with you.
Thank you. Tell us a little bit about how this new initiative came to be and what it can do for the citizens of Gloucester.
Sure. This is a federal grant program, and it's a pilot project. Two systems in Virginia were selected to try and see how the microtransit concept can work in rural areas. Bay Transit was selected in Gloucester, and another system out in southwestern Virginia is also part of the pilot program. So it's the first in Virginia trying to bring this concept to rural areas, which is, it's a very familiar concept in urban areas.
And so you all started out, and it's still kind of in its beginnings because it started back about a month or so ago.
Right. Very end of July is when we kicked it off.
So currently, right now, residents can be served by Bay Transit Express, mainly around the courthouse area. Is that correct?
Yes, we created a zone, and the concept is similar to Uber and Lyft for folks that are familiar with that, in that you have a smartphone application, and if you're in the zone, and I'll talk a little bit about that in a minute, you can use your smartphone to schedule a ride in real time. We'll have a vehicle out there, and anywhere in the zone to anywhere else in the zone, you can be picked up within 15 to 20 minutes, as opposed to regular Bay Transit service. You have to call in a couple of days in advance. This gives you a lot more flexibility. If you forget you had a doctor's appointment, you can still get there using this service. It's going to be very, very convenient for folks.
So, for instance, if somebody has to, say, take their vehicle and get it serviced at one of the local dealerships and wants a ride back to work, they can just go on their phone, go to the app, click the where they are, and Bay Transit should be there to pick them up within about 15 or 20 minutes.
Yes, that's okay. Exactly right. We developed the zone based on where the most people live and work, and the shopping, the hospital, all of that's in the zone. The zone is actually north. It starts at ARC at the council center there, and it goes down to T.C. Walker Road as far south as we go, and we go over east towards Ware Academy. And so it covers the courthouse, the hospital, the Walmart, and the shopping along Walmart and Aldi's in that area, where most people need to get for shopping, medical appointments, work, anything like that.
And again, you know, I think we want to emphasize that this is still in its infancy stages, and there is the possibility that that area could eventually expand.
Absolutely. We are looking at this for, is it more cost efficient? Is it something that people want to use? And so we have another about a year to operate this as a pilot. And if it works and it's cost effective, then we will expand it not only into other parts of Gloucester, particularly the Gloucester Point area, but other parts of our service area as well. So we're looking at it as, is this a viable alternative transit service that people use and like? And if so, then we're gonna keep expanding it.
Now, as far as hours, I know you have set hours currently, but they're set to expand already beginning in September.
Right. Right now we're operating from 8 to 3 Monday through Friday, but in after Labor Day we're going to expand to 8 to 5. We think that there's a market there for kids that are doing after school activities and need a ride home. And also for people getting home from work. At 3 o'clock, we can't get as many people home from work. So we want to see if there's a market for getting people home a little bit later in the day, see how that works.
Exciting changes on the horizon with this. And as far as interest goes, you said you had, you told me before we started that you had your highest ridership just this past week.
Right. It's slow starting because we have to get people to download the app. That's the main way that you can schedule a ride. So getting the word out to get people to go to the Google or Apple store and download Bay Transit Express, which is the app. You can also get there through the Bay Transit website. So people are starting to download the app. We also, for folks that do not have a smartphone, they can call the Bay Transit office at 693-6977 and speak to one of our schedulers, and they can set up a ride as well. So if you don't have a smartphone, you can still take advantage of the service. We're seeing people try it once and then they like it. And so last Friday, we had 27 rides in 6 hours. That's pretty good. We're hoping to see those numbers increase. We hope to break the 100 rider per week mark in this week or next week. So we're really excited about seeing the ridership increase.
Great. And again, for those who are listening, we'll put all of that information that Ken just told you in the description of the podcast on how to download this app. Ken, so we just, again, thank you for being with us today. And what, just to kind of sum up, what really excites you the most about this new initiative?
It's really the most convenient service that we have ever offered as far as people scheduling a ride in real time. You don't have to schedule 2 days in advance. It's also, there's less wait time for the bus to come get you. So it's really the convenience and ease of use that it's going to show our riders how they can get around a lot more easily than ever before. So I think it's a cool concept. We want to see how it works in rural areas. That's why we started in Gloucester. We think that it's a good spot. The courthouse area is a good spot to try this out.
Well, we're really excited about it. And I know a lot of our residents are too. So we appreciate the work that y'all have put into this and appreciate the partnership that we're sharing to get this kicked off.
Thanks, Quentin. I did want to add that the cost is $2 a ride. You download the app, you'll get 10 rides for free. You refer somebody else and they download the app and schedule a ride and use the service, you'll get a promo code to your smartphone to give you 10 additional rides. Anytime you refer somebody and they use the service, you will get 10 additional free rides. So pretty convenient. Even at $2 a ride, it's pretty affordable to get
Absolutely.
Around.
Absolutely. Thank you again, Ken. We really appreciate your time today. Again, check out Bay Transit, go to their website, download the app in the App Store. We'll have all that information at the bottom of this podcast. Thanks again.
Thank you, Quentin. I appreciate it.
Thank you for joining us. Next month, please tune in as we chat with Bobby Morgan, our voter registrar, as she shares some important details about the upcoming November general election. We'll also speak with Ann Ducey-Ortiz, our planning director, about National Planning Month and some of the exciting initiatives that involve multimodal transportation in the county, including bike paths that may be possible in the future.